But I would say that statistically, well, I saw Novak struggling with his leg or something, so this, I don't know. So at the moment, seeing Novak struggling with his leg, I would say Carlos or Yannick, because they are both playing good. You know, Yannick has had a tough one yesterday, managed to come back. So it's just, you know, statistically saying they both have a slam, they have experience, they are top two or three in the world. So my opinion, Carlos or Yannick, but let's see.
I'm wondering if there are still any physical issues with her shoulder or something like that, because your serve might not be as mighty as 2 years ago.
Yeah, to be honest, I felt like this tournament my serve was exactly, or I mean better, cannot say better, like 2 years ago. It's clay, so I felt like I served very good, but clay has always been the surface where serve doesn't count too much. So I hope I can continue serving like exactly like I did here on grass and hard courts, and it could be, I think, peak. So it's getting better. The thing about tennis, what is tough sometimes, you have pain every day somewhere, small pain, big pain. It started with a small pain, which you don't even think about too much, and you think tomorrow is going to go away. And then when you still have it in 2 months, you think, okay, maybe there is something, but it's like a little bit in, it's a little bit out. But the thing is that what happened like 6 months ago, maybe when I was stopping to play, it was growing, the pain. So it was a bit surprising. And when I was coming back on the practice court, I couldn't practice it because the pain was big. So then I went on tournaments and it would go down and I could serve. But without practice, my serve decreased a little bit. Here, as I said, after Rome, I'm feeling better. We did a big job with my team and I could practice serve, and I was serving at least my best on clay. You know, I was serving good. I was really happy with my serve. So I hope I can continue this way. And again, if I serve like I did here, I can serve like I did before.
Night sessions on Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros.
Daniil Medvedev always speaks so, so well. He's never going to love the surface, but he felt he played well. And from what I saw of it, when Alex de Minaur was just on another level.
He's very equable, isn't he, Daniil Medvedev? You know, sometimes when players have lost a match and they're disappointed, they're not always their most eloquent. But he speaks in such a reasonable and generous way about opponents and as you said, he does speak very well.
Holger Rune took a...
Did Stefan go? He's just ran out of the room.
He just left.
He's done an Alex Kurecha.
Should we time him? Should we time his toilet break?
I think that might be overstepping.
Okay.
In the workplace.
Well, they do it in tennis.
They do, that's true. I'm not sure it's something we want to bring in at Radio Roland Garros.
30-15, Holger Rune did take a comfort break at the end of the first set, and most of the time he was off court. Zverev was prowling around at the back of the court, waiting for Rune to reappear. If you're just joining us, Holger Rune took the first set 6-4, and his slice was causing Zverev a lot of problems in the first set. Zverev settled himself, got to grips with it, and now Rune is gesturing. Now he's started, he's boiling up a little bit. Patrick Mouratoglou's just sort of muttering a couple of things. I'm not sure if Mum's in there at the moment. She was sat behind. Is she still there?
She's rows behind.
Right.
Patrick Mouratoglou.
Right, there we go, yeah. Serve down the tee. The backhand's in play. The backhand swung cross court from Rune. Rune with his backhand pushing through the middle of the court. The inside out forehand from Zverev. Zverev double handed backhand cross court to the slice that floats up, sits up from Rune. Flattened out, inside out from Zverev. Zverev the double handed backhand to the drop shot. Doesn't make it over. He's getting more and more annoyed with himself now, the Dane. And he finds himself in a tricky position in the first game of the third set where it's break point Zverev.
Well, you do feel it's vitally important for Holger Rune not to allow Zverev just to keep motoring, keep rolling forward. Rune's lost his mojo a bit, made a few poor decisions on certain shots. He's not that far away, though. He's broken the Zverev serve a couple of times. We know he's got the ability. We know he's got the ambition.
Serve out wide. The backhand cross court to the inside out forehand from the Dane. Scooped up by the German. Then it's inside in. Zverev reads it and puts the forehand back down the line. Back up the line goes the Dane. And into net goes Zverev.
Little fist pump from Rune. I think geeing himself up as much as anything. And the team are on their feet just trying to will him on, give him a little bit of a lift. And now he's chattering away to himself. Saying, yes, yeah, that's what I needed to do. Yep, yep.
Juice. Rune serves out wide. The forehand spins its way back middle of the court. Down the line goes the Dane, who'll have enough time to run around the backhand and go inside in so far back. Zverev, he wasn't settled at all. Sliding from side to side.
Rune just starting to go for it a little bit more on the forehand, try to use the weapons a little bit more.
The bouncing comes to an end. He's serving towards the presidential tribune. He serves down the tee, and it's an ace. And from break point down, he serves. As Rose says, well, hang on a second, I don't think that is an ace. Oh, yes, he does, because he runs his foot through it, runs back to the chair. And he's on the board. Holger Rune is settling himself into this third set. And he pumps his fist, Rune, as he goes around the corner to his box. If say, yes, it's the start we were looking for after dropping that second set.
Onique says, Jim Coriander. Sort of Jim Coriander.
Yeah. Figa Sviontek.
I like that.
I like that. Stefan hasn't returned. Now, the last time this happened during the night session, he was locked out
of our office.
He was locked.
Of our commentary box.
No, of the corridor. He'd gone to the toilet and couldn't get back in, because I think at a certain time of night they switch the catches. So you can leave, but you can't come back in. It must be sort of an automatic thing that happens. And he couldn't get back in, but luckily he'd taken his phone. So he sent a message saying, I'm stuck outside. There's nothing I could do about it, because obviously. So Simon went to find him. Forehand from Zverev, down the line to the backhand, up the line from Rune, and it's deep for Zverev. Hits the backhand down the other wing to the sliding forehand cross court to the serve slide. Forehand cross court goes Zverev, who'll forehand it up the line to the backhand cross court. Zverev comes in, cushions the volley over, but it sits up. Down the line for the winner goes Rune. Now he's raising his fist above his head. He's going to start to get this crowd into it.
The energy level is back from Rune, isn't it? He's starting to get that kinetic energy around. He's buzzing around. He's nipping around the court. We saw that a lot in the first set. You could just hear now. Now the crowd, they've decided they just want it to be a long match.
Yeah.
He's got such a wide stance on return of serve, Holger Rune. His feet are, nearly a metre apart.
The off forehand goes back into the middle and cross court with the backhand goes Zverev for this backhand into the net. It's love 30. I've just had a thought. Do you think Stefan's doing the journey from Susan Longdon back here and timing it?
I mean, it's possible.
I wouldn't be surprised, because he's been gone a while now.
And he is quite competitive. I mean, it's 4 minutes is some time to beat, isn't it?
I don't think it'll ever be beaten, if I'm honest.
Whatever.
Ever.
I know. Not at the Olympics or anything else.
Well, I don't think they're going to do the run from Susan Longland to the commentary box and everything in between. You've got lifts, you've got stairs, you've got spectators. I don't mean in a straight line.
Okay.
Because he wasn't doing it in a straight line, was he? He's going up five flights of stairs. And
he didn't. He took the lift, he said.
Yes, but he's still got to get... No, it's not comparable to a straight run. Love 30. Zverev serves into the wheelhouse and the forehand of Rune. Rune on the slide, lofts that ball in. Down the line goes Zverev. Backhand netted on the stretch by Rune.
I mean, the Olympics are here. They could have it as an Olympic event if they wanted to.
Could become an Olympic event.
Be very venue specific, wouldn't it? Noah says Nicolas Almango.
Oh, I like that.
Very good.
That's very good. 15:30. Zverev misses down the tee. Matteo Appletini from Eric.
He's featured a lot, hasn't he, Berrettini? He's Sorry. Obviously got a very...
Eric, you didn't acknowledge that.
...fruitable and vegetable-able name.
15:30. Ooh, double fault. First of those we've had from Zverev. Break points, Rune for two love in the third. Topsy-turvy nature of this match continues.
And he's very much G'd himself up, Rune, to get into this position.
We're an hour and 42 minutes in, and just a first double fault there from Zverev of the match. Already three for Rune. Off the shoelaces, forehand up the line from Zverev. He plays the forehand. That one sits short, and the backhand sits on the service line. And then that's when he's getting the mistakes, when he's giving Zverev the short balls, the no-pace balls, the slice, and he breaks for two love in the third.
He's making just better decisions. That's been the key for him, and he's used his weapons wisely. Created the pressure. Mari says, Roberto Cabaje Baena. Caper rude.
Cabaje.
Richard says, Celerina Williams.
Roberto Cabaje Baena.
Gustavo Gherkin. Jeff and Nadal.
Servette wide from Rune. Rune goes cross-court with this forehand. The forehand is flipped up the line from Zverev. It hits a heavy forehand down the line. The backhand up the line. The forehand cross-court to the forehand cross-court. The Zverev forehand heavy, flat, big. Lob up from Rune. Rune stands back, knows he's got no chance. He'll guess like a goalie. Ooh, he went the right way. Puts the lob up again. It will not land in the court. It just misses. And it is love 15. Well, Stefan's come back with a cup of tea. Oh, we thought you were doing the run from Susan Longland to here.
4 minutes, Stefan.
We thought
Four
you were
going
to time. Eight. Well, where have you been?
Oh, did you hear that tone of voice? Where have you been?
You've been to Longland. We thought you'd try to beat Alex Karecha's record.
He could, you know. Yeah. Stefan could do anything. He could definitely beat Alex Courgette's record.
I don't think he could. I don't think he could.
I think he could.
I don't think he could.
My money's on Stefan.
My money's
You know where this is
Alex,
leading, don't you?
That Stefan's going to have to do it. The off forehand. The drop shot, Rune. Ooh, he didn't make it over. He was willing it over. He kept his knees bent towards it. He doesn't get it, and it's love 30.
Jan says, Semolina Svitolina. Radish Stepanek.
It's good.
Very good. Kale Nishikori.
I like that. Love 30. Rune takes his time. And now serves out wide. It's popped back, drops over, and he comes with an off forehand. The lob is up, and it will not make it over. And Rune is on the board in game number three. Listening to Radio Roland Garros at radio_RG. If you're on a long journey, we've had people calling in and they're travelling here, there, and everywhere, then we will keep you company. Please don't message us if you're driving a long journey. But if you're not, if you're stationary, then at radio_RG, French Open Radio at fft.fr. As we reach 11:14 on Monday night.
David says, evening ladies, if the name altering guidelines with your permission can stretch beyond fruit and veg to other food, how about Pete Hampras? Awful I know. Yours, David Huntingdon.
It was met by silence, wasn't it? Inside in. Very deep from Rune. Rune with his forward. Oh, he's going to miss that. He does miss it. An immediate break back point for Sasha Zverev. And Rune looks up to the box, sort of shrugs his shoulders as if to say, what? Wasn't me. Nothing to do with me.
David Austin says, my wife and I have been calling Taylor Fritz Tater Fritz for years. Marit says melon Griegspor.
What was it, Corentin Mutato?
There was another one for him, actually, which I need to go back and look for.
Break back points. Forehand spins in mid-court, the off-backhand high from Rooney's pass by Zverev. Excellently done by the German. He held his ground. He saw the gap. Didn't need to thread the needle because it was a massive gap. And we are back on serve. 2-1 third sets, having split the first two sets.
And the Rooney of the second set returned for that game, didn't he?
Yeah.
The one who was coming to the net but wasn't quite sure, and what am I doing? And a little burst of the Spice Girls.
Stacey said, I would have said mangoes were the best fruit until I had a passion fruit in Australia. Only thing better than a fresh passion fruit is a passion fruit bread pudding.
Don't start her off.
So the two things we're asking for are your favourite fruits, pineapples leading the way, and tennis players as fruit or vegetables, a la Alex Courgette.
I am closing down the fruit poll at the end of this set.
Hang on a second.
It's been going all day.
Honestly,
they've had time.
Anyone ever thinks I'm in charge, have a listen. Not a chance.
Bill says Pablo Jalapeno Buster, Kale Monfils, and Madison Peas.
I like Madison Peas. I didn't like the plural of kiwis, but I quite like peas.
Zach says, what about Rosemary Pierce? Or Rosemary Pierce?
Mary Pierce is here this week. One, two. Zverev back on serve. Some energy drinks have been run down to the court and they'll be appearing very shortly. Zverev serves down the tee. It's a heavy serve. It does the job.
Anna says, I worked 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. today in two different cities and your coverage is just about keeping me sane. But it's just about keeping us sane. She's on the train home now. Wish me luck for the impending bike ride. Well, take care, please, Anna. Use your lights, wear your helmet.
What if it's not dark?
Well, she just worked to 9 p.m.
Might be dark. Oh, sorry. Seven to the centre of the box. The backhand cross court to the service line. Rooney with his backhand cross court. The backhand down the line. Very flat from Zverev. Zverev with his forehand scoops it up, sits up. Backhand netted from Rooney.
Dennis says Peach Sampras. Annette says Ivan Lentil.
Oh, I like that.
Very good.
I like that. No one laughed, but we all liked it. The coach of Elena Rybakina, Stefan Vukov, is here. Watching Zverev against Rooney. Yeah, Rene Lichtenstein wasn't getting out of the chair. He went there. That was done. All right, bouncing comes to an end. 30 love, 1-2. Serve out wide off the shoelaces of Zverev. There's too many of these slapped forehands from Rooney that aren't finding the court.
But the game where he broke Zverev at the start of this set, they were finding the court. He was choosing the right moment, executing them perfectly, pulling the opponent out of court, being patient enough to wait for the opportunity, and then going for his shot. He's become just a little bit tentative again.
Yeah. Down the tee. Oh! And Zverev goes, are you kidding me? He's got his hand on his hip.
Did look long from here. Now we're obviously at the opposite end of the court.
And Zverev's going, that's twice. One this end, one that end. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I mean, the ball is just coming through at such speed. It was quite significantly long, though.
By a way, wasn't it?
good call from the umpire there.
Two all. Well, good call from Zverev initially, because he stopped, put his hands on his hip like a little teapot, you know, like that, and said, come and have a look.
He's neither short nor stout.
Yeah, he's not sort of like a long one. So, Rune, this is an important game now for Rune, because he had the break, he'd settled, he lost the break, he slapped a couple of balls long. And you're looking just to edge ahead, because he is serving first in this set.
It's actually a better volley than it looked from Rune, because he jumped up high and he caught it just on the top of his racket, but that actually meant that it landed almost on the baseline. A little bit of a heart-in-mouth moment, though.
Yep. 8 minutes shy of 2 hours on the match clock. The only action at Roland Garros. Backhand cross-court. The slice from Rune up the line. The forehand whip cross-court and deep from Zverev. Zverev with the forehand down the line. Just takes the pace off the ball. That's how he's getting the errors from Zverev. And Zverev knows it. He can't believe he's fallen for it again. No pace ball in the middle of the court. And the error comes.
Zverev always has this habit, doesn't he? He's got these two big, long, quite heavy gold chains around his neck, or it's one chain gone twice round, and he tends to chew it in moments of frustration.
Yeah, he's got a handful of those chains around his neck. Serve down the tee. Good serve. Game points. Serve out wide, the backhand through the middle, the sliced forehand. Zverev reads it, goes back for the volley from Rune. Very good game. An important game. A good hold. Job done. 3-2. Early stages. Third set having split the first two sets as he fist pumps up to his box.
Shannon says, hi, ladies. I've been enjoying your coverage all day over here in New York. I'm very much looking forward to being able to attend the US Open in person in a couple of months.
Oh, see you there.
Strawberries are my favourite fruit to snack on. However, I don't think anyone's mentioned lemons yet. Lemons are the fruit I would be unable to live without. In a salad, to brighten up a soup, in water, lemonade, lemon bars, lemon cakes, lemon meringue. Lemons make everything better.
So, go on, write lemons on your list.
I will.
Come on. If you're you can't close it at the end of this set.
I am. I'm closing it at the end
of this
set.
If you have a favourite fruit, it's 3-2 in the third. You better get on it, because I have no say or control over this. The list is going to be closed. Actually, I shouldn't mind, because pineapples are leading, aren't they? Very happy that pineapples are leading.
But let's not rule out a late surge for blueberries. Got a couple of games.
We're not closing it as soon as blueberries go ahead. You're not doing one of those. Oh, look. Blueberries in the lead, and we're going to close it now.
Might do.
No, you're not doing that.
Might
I'm
do.
I'm going to make you eat 9-day-old bread filled with a fully dressed pineapple.
John McElroy.
Serve out wide. Inside the baseline, the 1-2 punch from Zverev. It's a lofted ball from Rune. It will land in, so it's an overhead from the back of the court for the German, and he nails it.
Keep them coming. Fruit and vegetable tennis players. I think Madison Pease might be my favourite so far.
Oh, you've gone to Madison Pease, have you?
Simple but effective.
Which one did I like? I can't remember now. Oh, the Roberto Cabage bite. Backhand cross court to the backhand down the line from Zverev. Forehand spins wild and long from Rune.
I think you mean Roberto Cabage bite.
That is my favourite. And Stefan's, yours is Alex Corgetta.
It's what's good about Stefan is he laughs every time you say it.
Yeah. Just waiting for the crowd to settle. 30 love, Zverev. Rune leans forward, wobbling from side to side, twisting the racket every now and then. Lots of lots of Holger Pruners coming in. Takes this very early Runa, nearly called him Pruner, back behind goes Zverev and wins the point.
That is the danger, isn't it?
Yeah. Alexander, wait. We have a loose ball. We have retrieved our ball. And off we go. Game points for 3-3. Serve out wide. Backhand to the feet. Zverev goes inside in. Forehand netted by Rune on the stretch. And it's a love hold. And it's 3-3. Third set.
Aidan says, if you haven't had the submission already, what about Maria Sharapova?
Oh, we haven't heard that.
Very good, Hayden. Very good. Mari says strawberries and blueberries.
No.
What's wrong with people? To the listener who said lemons, your bat is thinking about the box, outside the box. So Maria in St. Kitts is changing her vote to lemons. Last minute. I'll allow that.
Jerry says eager Lime Tech. Oh, there was no acknowledgement for that, Jerry, at all. There's a slight shake.
If you've got to say it more than once, it's not going to fly.
Drop shot from Rune. Here comes Zverev, scoops it up. Cross court volley, winner, Rune. Matt, how about Arno Clemmel?
I like it.
Or Arthur Rinder Nectarine.
Anastasia Potato Pova.
3-15. Serve out wide. Inside the baseline, Rune goes inside in. Squash shot from Zverev. Ooh, floats wide. 30-30. So we have a little flurry of action earlier in this third set. Now things have settled down a touch. Crowd are still trying to figure out who they're supporting. I imagine they'll support whoever doesn't win the third set because they'll want to keep it going to a fifth. And then in the fifth set, they'll have to actually make up their mind. Serve out wide. Comes back to the forehand of Rune, who goes long. Carrot line Wozniacki. Oh, Dennis. That got a
very good
raucous laugh.
Delia sent you a link to how to watch Friends. Pivot.
30-15. Ooh. We've got some Novak Djokovic in. We'll be hearing from him at the end of this set as Rune passes Zverev to bring up game points. Zverev's complaining about a mark. He's not happy with the calls this evening. Breno Lichtenstein is appeasing him, saying everything's fine, and it will be game points for Holger Rune.
I missed this one from Sarah. Onions, Jabir. We had orange, Jabir.
I think I prefer orange, Jabir. Serve down the tee. There we go. Hold to 15. It's an ace. 4-3, Rune leads as we creep towards the business end of the third set. Tomorrow, we're with you from 11 o'clock. Lots of doubles taking place. The singles action that we will be focusing on, as Ashley says, Naomi Osaka. Oh, I love her. That's good. And that was get all your veg in one place.
Perfect.
Oh, that
wasn't
was
it?
Brilliant.
Cleo says Clementine Mute.
It's going to be hard after.
You're not.
Naomi
it's very
Musaka,
hard to,
isn't it?
To follow Naomi Osaka.
Emma.
A danger is that you then call her Naomi Osaka on air at some point.
Emma Namaro Mr. Fermin Navarro, who's on first in the doubles with Diana Schneider, third round. I love the link to that. 11 o'clock, we start with the quarterfinals. Coco Gauff against Ons Jabeur. I'm using their proper names now. Followed by Iga Świątek, I keep wanting to say the vegetable ones, against Marketa Vondrousova. We've had nothing from Marketa Vondrousova yet. And then the third match of the day's session is Grigor Dimitrov against Jannik Sinner. Then the night session, which will be myself and Marcus, will be Stefanos Tsitsipas against Carlos Alcaraz.
I think you should do the whole order of play in fruit and vegetable names.
Naomi Musaka, I wish she was still in. That I think, Ashley, you've come in late and I think you've won it.
I think you may have done. If you could do better than Naomi Musaka, you can tweet us at @radio_RG. You can email us, frenchopenradio@fft.fr.
It's going to take a lot, though, that is. I mean, all three of us going. 3-4-15, love.
There's some very strong work going on from our listeners this evening.
Zverev, President's Tribune behind him, player boxes behind him, serves down the tee and it's lofted up, but it clips the top of the net.
Do we feel that this set might decide the match?
David wants apricots on the list, please.
Okay.
No. I don't think it will. The way they've both reacted to losing sets, I don't think it will. 2 hours, 2 minutes on the clock. But that serve will decide that point. It says, especially Blenheim apricots, grown in central California where I grew up. They're next to impossible to find here in Minnesota. Therefore, I eat dried apricots. Leslie says, have we had Jannik Sinner?
We have now. Rich says, Alexander Zverev.
I quite like that. Serve down the tee, rolled in off the backhand with the off backhand from... nearly called a Mute. Runa forehand. I've got so many players' names in our heads at the moment. Their backhand just rolling these balls in for Zverev and he gets the error. It works.
Had another vote from Jimmy for Stefanos cheesy pass.
And Saito would like the lychee. A vote for the lychee, please.
That is our first vote for a lychee.
Our first lychee on the board. 3-4-30-15. Zverev serves down the tee. It's lofted back, makes it over backhand cross court, lofted up high into the night sky. Zverev will let it bounce. It will miss the court, so just as well. And it's game points for 4-all.
What I like about Saito is the mild apology in the fruit puns, saying, and this might be bad, but what about Jessica Plumgula? Well, bad is not a barrier here on Radio Roland Garros, as you may have gathered.
I don't think that's the worst we've had. Plumgula?
No, I would say. She says, or Prunegula.
Plumgula.
I think Plumgula is better. I think...
it's not the worst we've had.
Jessica Arugula is probably better. Arugula.
Game points. Blocked back. High ball from Zverev. Puts it away. And it's 4-all. It's getting close to the no room for error part of this set.
More of a condiment, says Adrian in the UK, but you could have sachet, Zverev. Stretching things. Zucchini Garrison, Tom Garlickson, says Red Sox Devil in Perth. Fabio Fagiolini, says Daniela in Toronto. Mary says Olga Pruna, squash party. Natalie's put a vote in for Cherry.
Zverev's having more rackets things, and he's like, give me the racket, I want the racket. The girl is opening the bag. Gives him his racket. He'll take that one back. What's he doing with that racket? That's going to be left at the back of the court.
Well, you notice that when he's not winning, the racket is a problem.
He's got another new one that's come out, and He said, I need it. Give me the racket. He's got the racket. That the old racket's just going to hang out at the back of the court. Four all. Good 1-2 punch from Rune. Out wide, crossed it, shortened it a little bit. Not even the new racket could save Sasha Zverev from losing that point. Zverev a long way back as the serve goes down the two and he slaps in the tee. He slaps that ball back. In terms of running you through what's taking place elsewhere, quarterfinals, the bottom half has set the men's doubles. Matt Ebden, Ram Bapana, Miami champion, second seeds, take on Vlijan and Gilles, the 10th seeds in the quarterfinals. Served down the tee from Rune. Rune with a forehand through the middle of the court. The forehand whipped across, got clips top of the net from Rune, bounces over. Comes the perfect drop shot. Then we have Ram and Salisbury, the third seeds, against Bellelli and Vavasori. This is the top half of the draw. We're still awaiting some winners, but Arevalo and Pavic await the winner of the match involving the Tsitsipas, who got through to the third round today. They've got a really good win over defending champions, the fourth seeds, Dodig and Krajicek, and they think that win might have almost certainly given Petros enough in terms of rankings to qualify to play in the Olympics. If not, he is ever so close now to getting what he needs to be qualified. And then at the very top, Granais and Zabios, the top seeds in the world, number one pairing. Cross court for the winner for Lovehold for 5-4 for Rune. Await the winner of Gonzalez and Maltini, the eighth seeds. And a very interesting combination of Zhang and Mahac. So things shaping up nicely in the men's doubles.
Gareth says, my spelling of this is probably absolutely atrocious. Well, they're never going to know, Gareth, and I won't give it away. But how about Andre Appelsy? Pushing it, Gareth.
Yeah. We're a little bit behind the women's doubles. We only have one pair of quarterfinalists. That's Olmos and Panova, who earlier today beat Krejcikova and Sigmund, the fourth seed, but still going strong in the competition in the third round. Coco Gauff and her partner Katerina Siniakova, because Siniakova is missing Storm Hunter, who had the horrible Achilles injury, and Coco Gauff is missing Jessica Pegula. So they play Shibahara and Wang. We've got Kichenok and Kato that take on Melikar, Martinez and Perez. We've got Stolahide and Kravchik. Kravchik went through with Neil Skupski in the mixed doubles earlier today, beat Heather Watson and Joe Salisbury. Dolahide and Kravchik play Chan and Kudermatovas, the eight seeds against the eight. And then still going strong, we've got Kostok and Rusa, Fernandez and Routliff, they're in as the ninth seeds, and Ondrejva through to the quarterfinals of the single. She's with Vera Zvonareva in the third round of doubles against Ekeri and Neil. I just think I've just given you a load of names, but that is how the women's doubles looks at the moment.
What I liked about it was that you had a backing track of the Bee Gees, which somehow gave it a nice little rhythm as you were going through the names.
You're giving it a good old little wiggle there. So it's Zverev serving today in the set at 4-5, 15 love. Kristen says Andre Rubablev. I think it may have challenged Naomi Osaka. Oh, Rubablev. Served down the tee, the forehand smashed into the net, and it's 30 love. That is good, isn't it?
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. Does that go ahead of Naomi Osaka?
I think they're neck and neck.
Oh, okay.
Lasse says, ladies of Roland Carrot Radio, you are such good company.
Oh.
Very kind, thank you. Listening on his terrace in Denmark. Could be her terrace, actually.
Ace, 40 love, points for 5-all.
And Lasse says, have you had Goran Ivanis Radish? Got a little giggle. Got a Stefan giggle.
No, Stefan.
You can't knock a Stefan giggle.
You let that giggle go too early, I think. ace, back-to-back aces. That's 5-all. Your mixed doubles quarterfinals are almost set. Ellen Perez and Matt Ebden, the top seeds, will take on Jan Zielinski and Shea Sui, the seventh seeds, in the first quarterfinal. Second quarterfinal, Kazeri Kravchek and Neil Skupski will take on Zhang and Ari Vallo. And moving down, Kato and Puetz will take on Akiri and Gonzalez. And then going even further down, Routliff and Venus, the New Zealand combo, probably getting themselves set for the Olympics, will take on the winner of Shibahara and Lamons or Sigmund and Roger Vasselin.
That's a good shout for a medal for New Zealand, isn't it? Actually, that pairing, very, very strong. Both very accomplished doubles players.
And we know that Tsitsipas is going to play mix with Sakkari. So, got some good pairings coming up here. 5-all. Very little room for error now. Drop shot from Rune from behind the baseline. Doesn't work, so he's going to change his racket. If you do have any fruit, it's got to come in soon. So I have no control over this, but the lines are going to be closed.
It's 5-all. Time to get your fruit vote in.
Novak Djokovic to come at the end of this set.
Presumably not giving us his favourite fruit.
It might be a question that was asked, but it would have been a brave person to ask it. Jill says, have you had Rajiv Yam? I like that.
Good.
Love 15, 5-all. Serve down the tee, the backhand, the off backhand cross court. The forehand from Zverev goes very, very deep. And Zverev with his forehand nets. And he's having a word with himself. Very angry. Nicholas Tiramisu. Serve out wide. Forehand spins in. Drop shot from Rune. The re-drop from Zverev. Cross court. Blocked. Finds the line from Zverev.
Rune's just strolling back casually towards the line, giving it a backward glance. No question about the call from the Dane.
You know, that's why I love a line judge.
Agree.
You look down, you look for limbs. And all the limbs are pointing good. Electronic line calling, you can be like... 15-35-all. Serve down the tee. Rune with his forehand flicks it cross court to the service line. Middle of the court goes Zverev. Zverev with his double-handed backhand. Slightly on the angle there. And Zverev with the double-handed backhand down the line to the forehand. Flip cross court and it's sliced up and it's just in from Zverev. And Zverev with the double-handed backhand cross court to the service line. Drop shot from Rune. Way into the travel line. So Rune stares down. Cannot believe for a second point in the row. He's clipped the back edge of the baseline, Zverev. And now Zverev has points for 6-5 and to serve for a 2-1 lead.
Rune just going to the towel box, grabbing the towel as if the towel's done something to offend him.
Dennis, favourite fruit, grapes. They made it in time. Stick the grapes in.
Just under the wire.
Break point, serve and volley from Rune. He cushions the volley. Here comes Zverev, picks up. He goes past the pat away from Rune. Brave tennis, break point down. Fist is raised aloft. Another break point to come. Break point, 5-all. Serve out wide, it's blocked back as a short ball. He attacks on it, Rune goes back behind and saves the break point.
And once more, the fist is aloft. The crowd is starting to get into this one. It's
Ben
taken
Shellfish.
Them a while, hasn't it? Sorry?
Ben Shellfish. From Leslie.
Not really a fruit or a vegetable. But then nor was Naomi Musaka.
Well, that was all your vegetables in one pot.
That's true. Julia says Denis Shapovalov.
It's quite good. Runa at juice. It's long this time from Zverev off the return of serve. From 15-40 down, it's now game point for 6-5. René Lichtenstein is showing Zverev with his fingers by how much that ball missed the court. Juan Martín Del Potato. That's from Superski. Game point. Serve down the tee. The stretch from Zverev. It lands long, and that is a super hold from Holger Rune, who skips back to his bench. 6-5. The question will be asked of Zverev for a second time very shortly, because when they return and they resume, Zverev will be serving at 5-6 in the third, having split the first two sets.
Everything from Holger Rune. It just happens quickly, doesn't he? He sits down, takes his hat off, puts his hat on, wipes his face, takes the towel down, eats a cereal bar at lightning speed. He's sitting there, he's gulping great bits of sustenance down, and he's doing it so quickly that he can hardly breathe.
And he's taken a sort of bright, vivid pink drink. What must be a very soaked, sweat cap he puts back on his face.
Anna got home safely after her bike ride.
Oh, excellent.
And it was in the dark. And she says, Corentin Frutte.
That's good.
And Marketa von Juseva.
Ah, that's good, because we were looking one for her, because when we were going through the, trying to read out tomorrow's order of play with fruit names, we didn't have one for von Juseva. We might have to write those down, though, because I might forget. 5-6, 2 hours 18. Zverev serves and misses down the tee. René Lichtenstein has leapt off his chair, nearly crashed into a ball. Oh, the ball boy ran across the mark almost. He was just doing his job.
So many things to think about out there.
I mean, there was like rush hour at that point in that particular area. Rune comes in, takes Sully, slaps the forehand back, and it's a witness what he's been trying to do. And here's 3 points from a 2-1 lead. Eric Sayers, flying to the British Virgin Islands tonight. We'll be listening through the finals on our catamaran.
That sounds all right, Eric. We feel really sorry for you. Sounds hellish.
John Macaroni Salad. Oh, she didn't like that, John.
Not a fruit or a vegetable.
Sorry, Eric, she didn't like your John one. Double-handed backhand, cross-court, the double-handed backhand down the line, Zverev with his forehand up the line, the backhand back down the line, the forehand cross-court on the angle from Zverev, the high ball from Rune sits in, the forehand clips top of the net, ooh, and it's a Danish net, because it wobbles and it wanders back over to Zverev's side of the net, and he's at love 30, and Holger Rune is 2 points from a 2-1 lead. Love 30, 5-6. Big serve, gets the ball over, backhand into the corner. Oh, he draws the error from Zverev. He pushed the ball back to his feet off the forehand. The net from the German is almost too close to the net. And we have triple set point for Holger Rune.
Well, could this be a pivotal moment in this match? Not too late to vote for blueberries, by the way. You've probably got about 30 seconds.
Or pineapples.
Don't vote pineapple.
So serve down the tee. Snap back to the feet of Zverev, who chokes off his shoelace. It's a short ball. It's into the corner from Rune. Rune's in control of Zverev. Is so far back. The cross-court forehand from Zverev. Zverev with another forehand goes cross-court. He's just lofting these balls in. He doesn't want to do anything outrageous here. Short balls from Zverev. Just getting it in. Nursing the ball in. Trying to draw the error. Here comes Rune. He slices under the ball. The slice from Zverev. Zverev scampers back. Down the line goes Rune. Up the line goes Zverev. Set point Rune. Three of them. Cross-court on the angle from Zverev. He'll take the forehand and go inside in. Rune slams the forehand cross-court to the forehand up the line and short. Back down the line goes Rune. Up the line goes Zverev. Backhand cross-court goes Rune on set point. Backhand into the centre of the court from Rune. Backhand down the line from Zverev. Cross-court from Rune. Cross-court from Zverev. The sliding ball up the line from Rune. Cross-court from Zverev. Backhand centre of the court from Rune. Rune at set point with a backhand down the line. The squash court from Zverev. Back goes Rune. The forehand lofted on the sidelines and he's missed. First set point saved.
He's almost winded, Holger Rune, leaning over, taking a couple of big gulps of breath. I think as much just to calm himself down. He's puffing hard after that very, very long rally.
39-shot rally, and it was for set point. He gulps in some more oxygen, and they are ready to go again. 5-6, 15-40, Zverev to serve. Rune still looks winded, but on they go. 2 hours 22. Zverev serves out wide. It's just blocked back. Asking Zverev to make the error. Floats the ball up to the Zverev. Volley and he misses! He misses by a way! And Holger Rune roars to the skies as he leads Zverev by 2-1. He's a set away from being back in the Roland Garros quarterfinals. We play on here on Philippe Chatrier, but in the meantime, we promised you Novak Djokovic after what he went through today in his match. The fact he managed to claw his way through against Francisco Cerundolo. He got it done in five sets. And here's what he had to say, speaking recently in press.
How are you feeling coming into the match this morning? We saw you had, or this afternoon, I should say, saw you had some taping on your knee when you arrived at Roland Garros. Was that a problem before the match?
Well, for the last couple of weeks, I've had, I would say, slight discomfort, I would call it that way, in the right knee, but I haven't had an injury that would be concerning me at all. I was playing a few tournaments with it and no issues until today. Of course, late finish from a few nights ago didn't help the sleeping and the biorhythm and recovery, but I actually, you know, felt great coming into the match, as good as I could be under the circumstances, and played really well first set, and then in the third game of the second set, I slipped one of the many times that I slipped and fell today, and that affected the knee, and then, you know, I started feeling the pain and asked for the physio treatment and the medical timeout and try to take care of it, and it did disrupt me definitely in play for two sets and a half. I didn't want to stay in the rally too long. Every time he would make, you know, sudden drop shots or change directions, and I would not be feeling comfortable to do the running. And At one point, I didn't know, to be honest, whether I should continue or not, what's happening. I got the medications. And then after the third set was done, I asked for more medications, and I got them. And that was the maximum dose that kicked in, as I heard now from doctor, after 30 to 45 minutes, which was just about the time, kind of end of the fourth, when things started to really improve for me. I started to feel less limitations in my movement, and basically the whole fifth set was almost without any pain, which is great, you know. But then the effect of the medications will not last for too long, so I'll see I guess we'll do some more screening and tests and checkups tomorrow as well. We've done some with doctor right now after the match. Some positive news, but also some maybe concerns. So let's see tomorrow. I can't tell you more about it at the moment. I'm glad that I was able to play fifth set and last three, four games of the fourth without feeling that pain that I felt for 2.5 sets. But yeah, you never know what will happen tomorrow. I've had situations in my career where I had, you know, muscle tears and different things and played with that during the tournament. I'm not the only one. You know, many players have played with different injuries. There are medications, anti-inflammatories, stuff that you can do. The adrenaline, of course, that kicks in, that helps you go through the tournament. Sometimes there's a match or two, sometimes the entire tournament. But the good thing about the slam is that you have a day between that will allow, hopefully, the healing process to happen more efficiently for me. That's it. I don't know what will happen, you know, tomorrow or after tomorrow, if I'll be able to step out on the court and play. You know, I hope so. Let's see what happens.
Ready?
Radio Roland Garros.
Night sessions.
Let's start.
Radio Roland Garros.
Night sessions on Radio Roland Garros.
So Novak Djokovic's been carrying a minor knee problem for a few weeks. He says it wasn't a problem until he slipped today. It was aggravated, and we shall have to see how the recovery goes. You're listening to Radio Roland Garros. Stefan's having to clear up Elena's mess because she casually went to throw something in the bin. And actually, you were celebrating a really good throw and you completely missed.
I was throwing it behind me with my left hand.
And you completely missed.
And trying to rebound off a wall.
So
and I got it very
so
close.
So what were you so happy about?
Because I got it close.
But you missed. Right. Holger Rune, serving first, having broken the serve of Zverev, leading 2-1, held comfortably in his first game. Now, 40 loves Zverev, who has had another racket restrung. It's got to be a question at some point, is what was going on with your string tensions and the changes. And Borg actually ran out as he was going to serve and said, "Here, I've got it." And he just sort of flicked her away and said, "Just pop it on the chair," because he was ready to go. He was in the zone. He had the racket. But there is a new racket waiting to go. 40-15. Alejandro Davidovich for quinoa. Oh, that's gone up there. You get the three of us, Rebecca. Well done. The lob is up from Rune. Zverev knows it's not coming anywhere near his side of the court, and he holds to 15. So both gentlemen on the board in the full set, game apiece. Alejandro Davidovich for quinoa. That's very good.
Is it as good as Juan Carop Ferrero? Apparently so. It's from Monique. I liked it, Monique.
But you didn't laugh.
You I was reading it out. I was
but you
focusing.
Can still. I laughed when I read out Alejandro Davidovich for quinoa.
Mark has just tweeted us pineapple.
Excellent. Well done, Mark.
It's too late, unfortunately.
No, look at the time he tweeted that.
6 minutes ago.
Exactly.
How long is this set? I mean,
I'm going to tell you.
I'm just checking.
No, I think. I'm going to tell you how long this set is.
It's actually not going to make a difference to the outcome.
Pineapples up.
I will tell you, because poor Marcus might want to go to sleep and he has to buy the fruit in the morning to bring with him. Could have had, you could have his and hers pineapples.
If you told me that was what was going to happen, I might have voted something else, despite my love of pineapples.
That was the deal. The deal was that Marcus had to bring the listener's favourite fruit in tomorrow.
But I didn't know that. Otherwise,
well, you should have been listening.
Drop shot from Rune, the backhand, the reflex from Zverev, through almost through the body of Zverev went Rune. He wasn't. That wasn't coming back anytime soon. It's 50-2. So we're going to have another pineapple here tomorrow.
Spoiler alert, I haven't read the results yet.
Oh, sorry.
I will, though. Next change
but
of
if
ends.
Pineapple don't win, then Mark is allowed...
If Pineapple don't win...
Pickle says, listening to you from Orlando, Florida. The most... the most fun coverage. Runa reaches up and serves down the tee. The off forehand return. In comes Runa to the net. Runa plays the volley. It drops it, but it sits mid-court. And it says to Zverev, would you like to hit me? And Zverev said, yes, please. And it's 15:30. When do we get...